So it's Monday afternoon here on The Breeze. This is The Drive Home with me, Carl, until 7 o'clock tonight. I am very, very lucky to be joined in the studio by three fantastic guys. You might not have heard them before, but you are going to hear a lot about them in the future as well. This is Solomeo. So, good afternoon, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, good afternoon.
And welcome to the sunny south.
Oh, man, it must be like this every day, as we heard.
Fantastic. Well, you guys, thanks for coming in. Now, if people don't know a lot about you guys, tell us where it all started, really.
It started back in New Zealand at an opera school that all three of us attended at the same time. My brother was the guest performer for one of the final concerts in the of the school, and he wasn't feeling too well. So and during one of his performances, he decided to get Moses and I up, and so we all sang a song together called "O Sole Mio," which is why we call ourselves Sole Mio, because it's the first song that we sang together. But it kind of from there, somebody in the crowd piped up and just said, you know, you guys sound really good together. Why don't you form a group? And we kind of laughed at the prospect at first, but then another thing came along. We had to go over to Cardiff to study in 2012 to 2013. And there was a lot of, fundraising to be done. So, we kind of brought ourselves together again as this group. Went around various cities in New Zealand and fundraised. And this was kind of our way to get ourselves over to Wales. And little did we know that there was a scout in the audience from Universal Music, and he really liked what we did, and so he decided to sign us up. And that's kind of how we started out.
With a lot of these things in the families, there's a lot of musical backgrounds, and mum or dad is always well known for singing. That wasn't really the case for you guys, was it? The kind of normal backgrounds, and you just, what is it, started singing in churches or rest homes or something? Is it something bizarre like that?
Yeah, I mean, all of us, well, being Samoan, it's culturally instilled in us to sing. You know, we're always singing from this very young age in church and in schools. And our parents, they sing, they're kind of like just backyard singers. They don't they just sing on the guitar and stuff. My dad was a general manager of a rest home, and he used to get us in and form the Von Trapp family out of us to sing every Friday, which was really funny, but not when I was young, actually. From about 6 years old to about 19 years old, I did this for a long, long time, me and my brother. And Moses' mum was an occupational therapist and brought him in by force as well to sing for the patients. And but we're the first three, first out of the generation of families to actually get into classical music. Before that, no one even knew what opera was. So it's kind of first ones to take that leap.
You've got a brand new album that has done phenomenally well in your country, in New Zealand. How many weeks at number one now?
I read
16 at one point. That is some going. And obviously, against other artists internationally, you're in the top 10 against the likes of Ed Sheeran and, you know, in New Zealand and Taylor Swift. And that's some real competition that you're fighting against there. That's good work for you guys.
Yeah, well, you know, we our families bought all the albums, so we didn't need to worry about that. That's what kept us on the number one. We're in a lot of debt. But no, it's been an amazing journey. And especially in New Zealand, you know, having, like Penny was saying, you know, classical music, opera, it's something that we weren't brought up with. It's something that the kids of our generation, you know, it's not the cool thing to do. We were brought up with hip-hop and R&B, gospel, you know, every other kid was listening to. But opera was something that we fell in love with later on in our teens. So we kind of understand the parameters that come with such a beautiful art, you know, such as the languages. Like, not everyone speaks Italian, French, German, Russian. And, you know, and plus it's not our culture. Opera is not our culture. It's very European. And I guess to be able to access such an art is a knack in itself.
You recorded the album in London as well. So you came to the UK to record it. Why did you choose London to do that?
Oh, at the time we were studying in Cardiff. And the guys in New Zealand said, well, it kind of makes no sense to fly all the way back to New Zealand to get it going. And there was the producer here, Nick Patrick, and the engineer Peter Schreier were here in Bath, and we did a lot of it in Real World Studios, and we did parts of it as well in Abbey Studio, and it was you know you've made it when you've got to record some of your album in that studio. It was amazing.
There's some history gone through there, and that must have been amazing feeling for you guys.
I know, and we still yet to get a photo because we went and got a photo on the steps. The guy thought we were just randoms and kind of chased us away.
So
we're like, we're singing,
So you're currently on tour around the UK. You've done quite a few dates, a few more to go with Alfie Beau. What's that been like?
I think it's been a lot of fun. You know, we've gotten to see places that we've never been to before. But at the same time, we've gotten to perform to a lot of audiences who have never heard of us before. So that's really good publicity for us. We're finding it really, really cool to be able to support Alfie during his tour. He's a really great guy. He's very supportive of what we do. We're very supportive of what he does. And I think the whole thing so far has just been amazing. You know, it's a really great experience for us.
Looking up a couple of videos, you guys, you seem to have a lot of fun on and off the stage. particularly the video for your Christmas single. That is very. I love the beginning bit as well. You know, where you're eating something and then suddenly then you start lip syncing.
That's right. I was eating cookies and milk.
Yeah. That's it, you have a glass of milk.
And it was legit, yeah. The girl that was there, the makeup girl, we asked her, we're like, oh, can you just go down to the dairy and buy us some milk and cookies so we can make it legit? And she brought it up, and then they started filming, and I was literally eating the cookies and trying to sing as well.
But it can come across quite serious, classical music, and you have to have those moments. But you guys try to have a bit of fun with it as well at the same time. I'm sure there's a lot of banter that goes on stage as well.
Oh, there's a lot of banter, and a lot of people think that it's all scripted. But it's just, you know, it's just boys being boys, you know, we just get up and just
nothing is scripted.
Nothing is scripted, it's just off the cuff, you know. If someone says something funny, then we just bounce off it and we just, you know, be ourselves.
And you've had a good time while you've been here. I saw your pictures tweeting at the rugby. So I won't mention the score. You went to Twickenham, didn't you? To watch England Samoa, 28-9. And on the red carpet.
That was our B team, by the way.
Yeah, I know, yeah. And the red carpet for the Hobbit as well. That looked good. Good fun.
Yeah, it was really good fun.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
I think we didn't really expect to be at the premiere, but when we were given the tickets, you know, we literally jumped at it. It was an amazing experience. We got to see a lot of the cast as well, and I think it's one of those things that you kind of, you know that movie originally was made in New Zealand, and so you think, you know, this is a kind of a part of us on the other side of the world, you know. So it's good to see Kiwis making it big over the other side of the world.
So heading towards Christmas time, then, what's in store for Christmas for you guys? A rest.
I wish we did. We're literally singing up right till Christmas. I mean, we fly back home on Sunday, and when we land, we've got two more big shows when we land. So we literally land a day off and then sing the next two shows. And then hopefully for Christmas, this time we can spend it with family. I mean, last year we spent it in Cardiff, and I think just being home is, you know, is a Christmas present in itself, because you're always on the road and you don't really miss home until you're on the road. So it's... I think I'm really looking forward to going home.
I've done a British Christmas. I've done an Australian Christmas. What's a New Zealand Christmas like?
Wait, hold on. What was your Australian Christmas?
Perth.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
It must have been hot.
40 degrees, yeah.
So. Oh, see, that's too hot for me.
New Zealand is beautiful.
Yeah, it's more like 25, 30 degrees.
Balmy weather.
Down on the beach, you know, you're spending Christmas on the beach, having beers, having barbecues with family, playing rugby. That's Christmas.
And talking of Christmas, obviously you have the Christmas single, which is out on the 15th over here.
Yes, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. It's one of our favourite tracks.
Oh, thank you, Moses. Oh, that's the name of the song. Oh, okay.
And talking of touring, you guys are coming back in March for your own headline tour as well, which would be great to showcase your... You know, your show once again to UK fans.
That's right. We've been touring with Alfie, and we've only been giving a little snippet of what we do. And we're really excited to come back next March the 10th. We're starting in Edinburgh up in Scotland. And then we end on March the 18th in Leeds. So we're doing a whole tour of our whole show. So it's going to be crazy.
Thank you guys for coming in. And it's been a pleasure talking to you. And we can only... finish off this interview by you introducing your own Christmas single here on The Breeze.
Hey guys, Sole Mio here.
Sole Mio!
We just want to wish you a merry, merry Christmas and a happy new year. Enjoy our new track, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.